how much better do you feel than a week ago at this time?
I feel a lot better. You know, got to give a lot of credit to the athletic staff, training staff here. They've done a great job, and, you know, feeling good.
How much did you do tonight?
I was able to participate in a good amount of practice. I wasn't able to do everything. But being able just to be, again, out here with the guys, doing some stuff, was big.
What were you able to do?
Typical, just going through the drills. You know, pretty similar to last week.
Feel good about your chances of playing Monday night?
Absolutely.
So, how tough was it to watch, I guess, on Sunday?
Yeah, it's tough. Any competitor would tell you. You know, it's not easy to sit in the sidelines. But again, I mean, it's part of it. You know, I just wanted to be there to support my teammates and be the best that I can be for those guys.
What do you see in the Colts?
You know what? It's a whole new defense. You know, scheme-wise, they're doing a lot of the same stuff, but they got, I think, 9 new starters since the last time we played them. So it's a lot of new faces. You know, but it's going to be a tough matchup. We'll go out there and we're ready for the challenge.
Been a long time since the Titans franchise has beaten the Colts. Has that been discussed at all this week, and given the magnitude of Monday Night Football and all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you hear about it, but all we can do is control what we do in practice every single day. Focus on getting better. Focus on how we can build that chemistry to be a successful team. And, you know, when Monday rolls around, you know, just go out there and compete, hopefully get a win.
How certain are you that you're going to be able to go in this game?
Yeah, we're going to tell you day by day. You know, no different than what the process was last week. You know, as the days go on, you know, hopefully I'll feel better and better. But, again, it's just taking it one day at a time, and, you know, hopefully I'll be ready to go.
Is pocket mobility the biggest hurdle, I guess, to overcome?
Yeah, and I mean, really from that standpoint, as well as just getting the ball back to the running backs. You know, you want to be able to go out there and not think about it, just go out there and play. You know, make sure the ball is getting back to the running backs at good depths, making sure my drop backs, everything within the pocket is good, and I can move around to make some of those plays that are required.
Third down's taken a big hit from last year. What do you think the big difference has been so far, and how do you guys fix it?
Yeah, you know, really it's on us. I think you know, there's several instances, even in the last few games, where trying to do too much as a unit, instead of just trusting what the coaches have laid out for us, trusting the game plan. So, no, we're gonna get back to it. You know, we were really good on third down last season, and we got to be a lot better this year.
What do you think about the possibility of increasing your workload as the week goes on? You think that's a real possibility?
Yeah, for sure. You know, again, it's just going to kind of take it day by day, see how I feel. You know, hopefully towards the end of the week, you know, I get more on my plate, and, you know, hopefully I feel comfortable to try to play on Monday.
Added a little more excitement just being a Monday night game. I know a lot of guys kind of look forward to those kinds of things.
Yeah, definitely. You know, growing up, it was, you know, a dream of mine to play on Monday night. And, you know, hopefully I get that opportunity on Monday and, you know, go out there and try to make the most of it.
Does it help you, as a team and you, elevate your game knowing that the whole world's watching?
I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, I don't know. I don't change my mentality. You know, obviously it's fun to play on prime time. It's fun to do those things. The atmosphere is going to be great. But to get up for the game, I mean, you take it just as any other game. And, you know, you get ready and you prepare and just go out there and play ball.
You watch a lot of Monday Night Football. It probably came on early.
It was like 2:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. You know, right when school was done, we got to catch the games. They used to say what they did was they would replay it at night when they would, like, at 7:30 or something like that. So most people actually didn't catch the live game. You catch the replay at 7:30.
Easier to avoid the final score at that point?
No, I mean, you kind of knew what was the score. You just kind of watch the plays and watch the highlights.
Marcus, obviously you didn't play last week, but penalties seemed to be a problem in the game. As a quarterback and one of the leaders on this team, what is your role in kind of helping to prevent penalties, calm things down a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really on all of us. You know, you got to – obviously there's a lot of emotion when you're playing the game, but it's being able to control that. You know, penalties are going to happen. You know, it's no different in any other week. I just think at times, you know, guys start to play with a little too much emotion and, you know, get caught with doing a little too much. That's part of it. I think if you're able to handle it, just put it to the side. You know, those things are going to happen. You just got to go out there and control what you can control.
I feel like there's any extra urgency to get on the field given that you guys lost last week as opposed to coming off a win?
Not at all. You know, I think the decision is a collective grouping of people that I think will make the best decision that's for this team as well as for myself.